McDonald's sent an email asking for the meeting to Hazel, who sent Hufstetler. Her email called Williams the Tic Tac Man because of his product's resemblance and said she did not plan to commit to anything. She said her email to Williams later told him no with a smile, adding that the McDonald's never pressured her to take any action. Attorney and former state Democratic Party chairman Paul Goldman said Hufstetler testified that such meetings with people about their ideas were commonplace. He said they were not criminal conspiracies.
What the witnesses said today is no, these were never intended to be important meetings in the beginning. These were just polite ways of saying no. And having been there, that's exactly what they were. The prosecution has completely misconstrued these meetings.
VCU Clinical Research Director John Clore testified that a Johns Hopkins doctor called him about Williams' product. In an email, Clore told colleagues that Williams was a, quote, very good friend of McDonald's, and the governor would like to sponsor these clinical trials. Clore said that's what the doctor, who turned out to be a paid consultant, told him, but Clore said he did not hear that from McDonald. At the federal courthouse in Richmond, I'm Anne Marie Morgan.